Welcome to episode 81 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright guys, last episode, almost a week. I feel like every episode, when I'm about to say episode, I almost say week. Every time. Anyway, we got Category U, Ultramarine Magmel. It's terrible. Don't watch it. Let's continue. It's a manhwa, not a manga, which means it's Chinese.
Oh.
And then it was made into an anime, a traditional type of anime.
What's the difference between a manhwa and an anime?
One's from Japan and one's from China. For the most part, that's the difference. But there are other differences. Like, most mangas are black and white, whereas most, at least modern manhwas, are full color. But not always.
Does manhwa trap translate into anime?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
It was written and illustrated by Chinese artist Danin Bio. Sorry.
It did feel different.
Yes, it did feel quite a bit different.
It didn't feel like an anime. Mm-hmm. It did feel...
As we're watching it, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I think this might be a manhwa.
Oh. Because
I've seen a couple of animes that are made for manhwas, and they've always got a different feel to them.
Okay.
It aired from April 7th to June 30th of 2019.
Oh, so this was relatively new.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I watched the first episode when it released on Netflix.
Oh.
Like, the day it released. I was like, oh, that could be interesting. I watched the first episode, and I clicked the off of it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
In my opinion, there's nothing really redeeming about this. It's meh across the board.
Yeah,
and it's bad in some areas.
Yeah, it's... I took away from it. I didn't have trouble watching it, though.
Yeah, neither did I. It's, you can put it on and
it was
sort of
just meh and average.
Like I was saying, meh across the board, and sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, it's
good. The art's okay. I mean, I guess the art's good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
There's no fault there.
But honestly, in this day and age, all animes are kind of pretty nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays, you're really lagging behind if your art's behind.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to, like, say, oh, it's a bad anime, but it looks pretty because everything looks pretty.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
Premise.
Yes.
I said it, so you have to say it.
All right, so. So, premise.
A continent appears. A continent, not an island. A continent appears off the shore of their country. I don't know what country they're actually in. I don't know if they say
that's,
it. But
I
don't remember hearing it.
I don't know.
I would assume it's China just because it's from China.
Yeah, I just assumed that it raised in the middle of one of the oceans and they were just... Yeah.
But the continent is like 5 miles away. You just hop in a little helicopter and fly over
that's
to it or get in a boat. So it's not very far and you can see it from your shoreline. He's not even at the shoreline, technically.
Yeah,
he's building,
but
he
technically
they
could be in Africa, in Asia.
China doesn't really matter. Either way, it's not that far.
I'm just saying
that's a little odd. That the continent is that close, but whatever.
A continent just rose from the ocean. It's a little odd regardless.
And on the continent, it's kind of like Jumanji in the sense that everything's wild and bad and things
that's
are weird
very
and they
bad
do
analogy.
Specific things. No, in Jumanji, like you'll have like a certain plant that does a certain thing.
I know, but
and it'll kill you.
Jumanji's a freaking board game.
Well, Jumanji the place, not the board game, obviously. I'm not talking about the board game part of it. But when you get sucked in and you go to Jumanji.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah, they did it in the original one, too.
Not really. Everything...
Robin Williams got sucked in and spent like 40 years there.
No,
yes, he did.
Well,
that's exactly what happened.
No.
The movie didn't follow that, but it is what happened.
What?
When Robin Williams comes out of the game in the original one, he spent 40 years inside it, in the world, living.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you gotta watch Jumanji again.
Anyway, still a bad analogy.
No, it works. Anyway,
no.
But there's like, you're on this island, everything does specific things. There's weird, new animals, new everything. Plants do weird things.
Yeah.
And for the most part, people go adventuring there because things are worth a lot of money. Like, maybe there's a plant that'll cure you.
Yeah, or there's an animal or poison.
There's a bird that
cures
poison
and stuff like that.
A bunch of weird shit like that. But because people just go there and there's super dangerous, people die. Well, our hero, Inyo? Something like that?
I don't remember.
Incest? I forget what his name
is. It's not that.
Something like that.
Not that at all, actually, but okay.
He's called a wrangler. And there's another word for it, too, and I forget what it is. But essentially, when someone gets lost or needs help, he gets called in to go.
Which doesn't make any sense, because you need a license to go into this place.
But he doesn't need one.
But you need a license to explore the island, but you don't need a license to go save people who are exploring the island.
Yeah, that doesn't really quite make sense.
No.
He has an ability where he can make black lightning out of his fingertips and then shit appears out of
it. He can create...
Like a knife or a...
Create things out of... Well, I don't remember what they're called, but...
I forget the ability's name, too.
They're essentially MacGuffin. Well, you need something, we can just make it.
Yeah. For some reason, after this continent appeared, people got powers. Or a small amount of people.
Well, we don't know that. They could have had powers beforehand.
Maybe. I doubt it.
That, I mean, it explained anything.
Nope.
So, It could be anything, really. It's however you want to interpret it, apparently.
He's got a helper that's got the same power as him. And until episode, like, 10?
Yeah.
Until episode 10, it's just random short stories that almost have nothing to do with each other. Almost. There's one or two stories that...
Some of the characters come back.
Like the blonde chick with the big tits that they always reference the fact that she has big tits.
Yeah, that was their character. And there was, like, a shopkeeper that they tortured. That poor shopkeeper. And a rich guy that helped them. Mm-hmm. And they're introduced... Oh, the rich guy's story was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he, when he was a kid, him and his two friends went into the forest.
This was one of the things that I hated about it, though, is that, like, you're almost trying to give a moral to a story in some of these episodes, in a lot of them. It's like, oh, you're bad because of this.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Every story has a twist, and the twist is always humanity's bad.
Ugh. Like, God, I want to eat a bullet.
Like, there's one where this one guy loves all the animals on the island, and these other two guys are video themselves killing animals.
We hate this kind of thing, exposition type, and what's the word, where they're trying to put themselves up on a pedestal and explain to you how things should be.
Oh, frick, we use it a lot.
Yeah, you do, and I forget it.
We use it a lot in Galaxy Railway. Yes. Pretentious.
And I hate it whenever I see it anywhere, but I particularly hate it when I see it in anime, because maybe it's just me being stupid, but I feel like anime's more children. I'm, like, adhering to my child side when I'm watching a lot of anime, and now you're trying to tell me what humanity is about? Go f*** yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you are being a little ridiculous.
A little bit. I can agree with that, because there's plenty of mature anime.
Anime is pretty much primarily made for adults.
And not anymore. Now it's made for teens.
Well, you know.
Either way, I get...
Not children.
No, yeah. But either way, I get that that might be going a little tough on it, but it's like, come on. I agree with you,
but for different reasons. Because for some reason, people who create anime think they need to make this profound story and then stretch it out for 26 episodes or...
At least this was 12.
Yeah, stretch it out for a ridiculous amount of time and, like, you don't need to hammer the moral in every episode 13 times.
Especially when so many anime do it. It's like,
right, and...
Stop! Yeah,
just focus on telling an overarching... Like, the last three episodes were kind of okay, because they had a...
They actually had a little bit of story.
Right, and it was interesting to... There was something you can grasp onto, mm-hmm. whereas, yeah, you can only... I actually don't mind episodes of the week like you, if the stories are interesting, if they're different.
They can be interesting. I'm not going to say they can't. Sometimes I do like them. But my biggest issue with it is it doesn't mean anything.
Right. And most of these ones are stupid. Like, the first episode, it is about a dying sick kid who needs a cure, and his family disappears trying to get the cure, and it turns out his brother's evil.
Like, I actually like these types of stories, but as OVAs. Give me one or two of them at the end of the show so I can see a day in this person's life in this world. I like that. But the whole fucking show being like that is terrible.
I like it when they sprinkle out throughout the season.
That's okay, as too. Like a filler thing, but like character development.
Not so much really. Like a character development, and it adds to the story or something that's like fair. That. I like it when they do that.
But too much.
But this, when you go week to week, and literally 8 episodes of, like, nothing happening, it's... It is
You know, at the end of this episode, everything that happened in it won't matter, because next episode's a new one.
Right. Well, except for characters coming back.
Like, a couple of those characters.
Yeah, like, a few of them. Well, I was going to say in the first episode, it wasn't the first episode, because they killed off that little brother. Right. In the It tries to be dark, too.
Yeah, it does try to be dark. It doesn't really work.
It doesn't work, because the rest of it's so...
Shiny and perfect.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, everything's fine. And they try, but...
Let's eat marshmallows.
Yeah, it's weird.
We're out of money, so we could buy 18 packs of marshmallows. We're eating that every meal. What the f***? And that's how he saved the day at the end of the episode. He used his power to create a load of marshmallows.
Yeah, and then when you get to the backstories and stuff, like, his little assistant is being held and tortured and for her powers and stuff like that.
And just popped in my head, if you're out of money and you don't have, like, all you can buy is marshmallows, but you have a power that can create food, why not create steak? I mean, I'm assuming it's a diminishing return.
Yeah, I don't think he could create living matter, is what I got from it.
Well, marshmallows aren't living. Neither is steak.
That's true.
It's the dead.
No, actually,
that being said, I would assume with something like that, I would assume with something kind of power like that, there's a diminishing return where you're not gaining as much nutrients as you're spending.
Maybe he can create the textures and the substance, but there isn't...
No nutrients.
Nutrients.
That's possible. Unless you're full.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Went a little deep there for no reason.
Yeah. But, like, I did like the one where the rich guy hired him and he was trying to save his friends, but his friends were mutated into the animals. I did
it's
like
been
that
like
one.
30 years too, something like that. Like, do you really think they're still alive?
And they were.
Sort of,
but they were mutated into this. I didn't like that they were mutated into the animals they were torturing.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because they were capturing different poison insects and stuff
and making
like
them fight.
And making them fight.
Which they say is like, they said is like a pretty common thing for kids to do. Never once done that in my life or seen anyone do it. What the f***? That's not common. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's not common.
Maybe it was common back in the day.
Maybe it's common in their culture.
Maybe it's common in China. It's possible.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, we are stupid Americans.
Apparently.
So.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. They turned into the bugs that they were.
Yeah, no. It was stupid. And then they couldn't cure them because apparently if they cured them, they killed them. It was like, okay, whatever. And it was just a bunch of stories like that. There was like this another one where this girl was in saving orphans, but she was killing wolves or something.
They kept calling her a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
As if that's, maybe that's like a, like, not, maybe not an idiom, but some, like, a word or a phrase they use in their culture. Because it didn't quite make sense. Because she's, like, pristine, and everyone loves her. And then he's like, oh, if only they knew, she was really a Bloody Mary, and walks away. And he says that a couple times, and it's like, it's so, such a weird thing to say.
Maybe, but I kind of took it as, like, you know, Bloody Mary, the myth, is, like, killer.
I was taking it as, like, she's two-faced, she's actually a bad person.
Possibly. I don't know.
Either way, it just felt weird.
I mean, you know, Bloody Mary, the myth, that she comes and kills and stuff like that.
Either way, it felt really weird.
Yeah, I mean,
just to insert.
And the moral was kind of mixed up there because, yeah, she was killing these wolves and taking their organs and selling them on the black market. But
she's still saving children's lives.
She's still saving children's lives. She's still doing a lot of good.
I'll tell you what, I'm okay with that. I see no problem with that.
I'm just saying, how's she different from, like, a hunter or... Or anything like that. I mean, granted, I mean, you know...
To an extent, it's even better than being a hunter because you're physically saving someone's life. You're not just feeding them.
Right. I mean, she is leading other people to their deaths.
Well, yeah, but they know what they're where they're going.
Yeah,
they know it's dangerous.
And they're willingly dying for them, for her, too.
Yeah, so
I don't
she's
know.
Tricking them.
It's just the moral was a little lost on me.
Gretel.
They were, like, trying to do this nature, you must protect nature kind of thing, but they did a really poor job with
terrible.
It. It's like, and
even the moral superiority they did imagine.
Right. I mean, and I'm like, I'm indifferent on either side of it. And I'm sure you're like, you know, kill the animals, but.
Well, if I'm not, but if you're going to be able to save someone's life, a human life, by killing a wolf, kill the animal.
I
would do that with my bare hands and sleep perfectly fine every single
I mean,
night.
Some people would disagree with you, but we're not, I'm not one of those people, so let's not get into that argument.
A human life is worth more than a wolf's
life.
I'll leave it there.
That's what
I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the humanist versus species debate.
99% of the world eats meat, so believe it or not.
Yeah, well, vocal minorities.
That's true. Anyway, yeah, so a bunch of short stories, and then the last three episodes or so is
a little bit
of story.
It was a little bit of story. It was actually a full story, actually, the last three episodes. Yeah, I mean, but they kind of sprinkled the backstory throughout the rest of the series.
You know what I don't like about the show as a whole is that every situation the main character gets put in, he's, like, toying with what he's fighting.
Oh, yeah, he's super...
He knows what to do no matter what.
He's overpowered as hell. He's, like, immortal. I got the feeling he was a Mary Sue character. Do you know what a Mary Sue character is? That's what I got. It was, like, this overpowered super guy that, you know, all the girls are in love with him and stuff like that. It really felt that way.
How old is his assistant, by the way? Because she's constantly complaining about not having big tits. And he's not recognizing her as a woman.
So...
And she looks to be, like, 11.
I know he's about 16. He's not an adult.
No. Dill.
I know.
I feel like that age range is the wrong range.
I know. I got the impression, I know he was at least 16, and I got the impression she was anywhere from 12 to 14.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
Weird. So weird. And the forced sexuality that they gave her just felt bad.
Yeah.
It felt dirty and wrong.
She just wanted to, she always commented on the big breasts of other women. She was the one doing the sexuality, too.
Yes. She was the one. It just felt weird
She wanted to be a woman and stuff like that, and it was like,
Because I gotta go take a shower now.
Because she's one of those little Lolita characters that the animes like.
Thank God he wasn't trying to sleep with her. That would have been a whole other problem.
He's the typical anime protagonist where.
He's oblivious to it.
Yeah, he's oblivious to any advancements of any woman whatsoever because he's too pure for that kind of shit. Whatever.
It's all the time.
I know, it's annoying as hell.
Oh, I mean, it's probably a good thing in this case at the very least.
Yeah, well.
But other times it sucks.
But I feel bad calling her the big breasted girl all the time.
Blonde big tits.
Yeah, the blonde big titty girl. could have been an easy love interest for him.
Yeah.
I mean, even though she was...
That's the problem a lot of anime have.
But then again, he's like 16, and she felt like she was like 20.
She felt like she was 20.
Yeah. So,
but the problem a lot of anime have is romance. They don't know how to write half-decent romance.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking for there to be romance, but if you're going to put it in there, do it right.
At least give us something.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did like, although they retroactive it in the end, is when they started the story, the antagonist went and put suicide bombers at each of the characters they introduced. So you didn't know if those characters were all dead by the end or not until, of course, they retro. Yeah. If they would have kept them dead, or at least killed one of them,
that'd have been something.
It would have been more interesting. But it was got pretty dark and interesting there. Where the at least the antagonist was.
Yeah.
Up until the point where he wasn't.
He had two scars overlapping each other on his face. We're slow roll that character development there. Creation.
Like. At least his motivation. Well, not even his motivation. His tactics, I'd say, were at least interesting because his motivation was stupid. But
yeah, guys, don't watch it. I don't have to tell you, it's not good.
I mean,
there's so many good ones you can
That's
watch.
True. There's plenty of good ones to watch, but this isn't the worst.
It isn't, but like I don't see what anyone gets out of things like this. Like, what are you getting out of watching this? Not a good story, that's for sure.
Definitely an
not that great action scenes.
It's definitely an average, middle of the road, boring anime. Yeah. It's but like, and honestly, like when we get to our scores, I'm probably gonna give it a 5.
Yeah, but we're still gonna put it above some of the other ones.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I'm beginning to think a 5 is worse than a 1.
You know what? I've been kind of thinking that too. A 1 you can enjoy for how terrible it is.
Or at least it gives you outrage to be outraged about it.
Whereas a 5, you're just like, eh.
Why did I
fell asleep while watching an episode, like, eh.
Why did I do this? Honestly, if I didn't have to watch it, I probably wouldn't have.
I didn't.
Like I said, I got some little things out of it here and there, and it wasn't terrible as far as some of the things we watched, but, oh, man.
So the last story for the last bit, let's get through that real quick.
Go ahead.
You find out that our main character with the black hair stole away. Oh, you know, he had a trainer that we didn't even talk about.
Oh, yeah.
He has a trainer that's kind of irrelevant that trained him and told him if he ever sees this girl, he gives him a picture. You have to protect her no matter what. That's his whole plot.
We are so bad with names.
Especially with shows we don't care. Some shows we're like, yeah, this name, that name, that name. Yeah. Like Trigun, we named them all off.
Well, that's my favorite anime. It's not
not mine, but I still named them all off.
Yeah, but you have memorabilia from it.
That's true. One piece, yeah. Anyway, so our main character, if he finds this girl, he has to protect her. He ends up finding out she's at some sort of facility. How he found out, he knows. And he goes and he rescues her and gets her out. Essentially, they were testing her powers and trying to improve on him and then try to control her for his benefits.
Yeah.
And the last 3 episodes, she gets captured and he has to go get her.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, he kind of gets his ass kicked in those last episodes, but not really.
Yeah, not really.
He's still overpowered as hell. And it kind of felt like they're sequel baiting, too.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, the manhwa probably keeps going for a while.
Probably, because this one...
I doubt it ends right there.
Because this one is... There is a lot they did not answer.
There's a lot they didn't answer, but there's a lot I don't think they ever intended to answer. Like, a lot of his background and lore questions, I don't think they ever want to answer those things. It just is.
Right, that's fine, but, you know, why did the continent rise? What's the deal with all those things?
Again, same lore. I don't think they'll ever care to answer any of that. I think it's poor writing.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. But yeah, because I felt like it was too much missing to not have a sequel.
Yeah.
I mean,
it depends on how well it did, viewership-wise.
But Netflix owns it, right?
Yeah.
And Netflix kind of just renews everything.
Not everything. There's a lot of stuff they won't renew. But it got a 6 on my anime list, which is pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had a 10, so technically middle of the road. But most are good or bad, and this is just meh.
Meh. Yeah, it's fair. I mean, 6 is too high, but...
Yeah, 6 is too high. I think a 4 or 5 is probably...
Yeah, I'm leaning toward a 5.
I'm leaning towards a 4, because like I said in the beginning, it's average, and then there's some bad parts.
Fair, but the bad parts aren't enough to bring it down for me.
4.5, I'll do that. I mean, round up if you want.
I'm trying to look for the words to explain what I'm trying to get at. You lose a point for really, really bad stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess there wasn't anything really, really bad.
I mean, it's just poor writing, and there's poor writing that can be good, you know? So, it was a full, coherent story as much as it wasn't.
For 3 episodes.
But they still pulled it off. There are some shows we watched that couldn't even pull that
off.
That's
true. All right, 5. I'll give it 5.
Yeah, so it's just like...
What do we,
At least they gave us something.
We got Virus Buster Surge.
Oh, God. Beautiful Joe. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think this is going to get the top spot.
Oh, wow. Because there's no... Beautiful Joe was miserable.
And so was Virus Buster
Surge. Yeah, I mean...
They're both terrible. I don't even know who I would put above each other.
Oh, Beautiful Joe is definitely dead last.
Yeah. So, Magmel, Virus in it.
Yeah. I'm actually... Might be leaning towards Virus.
Be top?
Yeah.
No, I could rewatch 12 episodes of this pretty easy. Virus, I think, was 24.
Was it 24? Oh.
Just on the pure standpoint of me, you know, yeah. Locking me in a room and making me watch more.
Right. But, I mean, if Virus was 24, then yeah, I definitely agree with you. But Virus, if it was, like, less than that, then I would have to go with that, because at least that had something to it. Mm. But, yeah.
Yeah. Full five, right? That's what you were saying?
Five. Yeah.
That's fair. Talked me into a five.
I didn't really want to because it doesn't deserve it, but it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Factually, I feel.
So, category V is small, just like you, like the last one we had. Very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you're looking at it, most, I'd say 8 out of the 12 that are in there are 1 episode, 2 episode, 3 episode, or 6 episode. Then there's like 1 or 2 12 episodes, and then there's a couple 24. And everything looks terrible. There's only 2 things that look okay. I clicked on them all because it's such a short list.
And it's a short list, so there's a chance that we'll
get... Yeah, there's a chance we could get one of our things.
Yeah, so.
Let's spin it. Oh, volume's down.
Yep.
There you go. You can hear it now.
And now you can. And now you're going to take it down. Hey, look at that.
We got Sean's choice. Or not. Did it happen again? It happened again! You motherfucker!
It was right on the line!
Oh, man.
Variable Geo is what we actually got.
I mean, you know what? There's only one or two things I could have clicked on that would have been half decent, so that's what it
top,
is.
Down, right there.
Oh, for some reason, I couldn't see it. Oh, 3 episodes. I'll do 3 episodes.
Yeah, 3 episodes is fine. Good. Read this plot summary.
Set in the future. VG, Variable Geo, where waitresses battle for honor, respect, and not to mention $10 million and a house in any city in the world. The losers lose more than the battle. They lose everything, including their clothes. That last goddamn word. I thought it would have been lives, no clothes.
Hold on, but you know what's funny? The tags are action, adventure, and fantasy. There's no Ichi tag.
Yeah, it could, like I was saying before and a couple other times, it could be whoever uploaded it didn't tag properly.
Nah,
or it could
probably.
Be the time period.
Possibly.
It looks old from the cover art. If they uploaded it, if, like, the inception of this website, Ichi might not have been quite a huge thing yet.
True. Why don't you click on the first episode and see how long it is?
I'm assuming 20. I imagine saying more than that.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 27 minutes, actually.
That's actually a full half hour.
Yeah.
It's rare that you get an anime that's a full half hour.
Probably because it's smaller.
Well, to be fair, though, they normally are a half hour, but we...
Commercials.
But they're commercials, and we usually skip right over the intros.
Yes, yeah. And the outros.
And the outros, yeah. It's very few in between that we actually watch that.
Sorry for all the clicking there. All right, guys. Next week, episode... I did it. Variable Geo.
Variable Geo. All right.
See you.
Bye.